And that's what we're going to be talking about today. It is going to be so much fun. You know what? In fact, I've got a friend coming out who's going to help me teach you that God wants to transform our actions. We at Toxic Ted.
Hello.
Toxic Ted.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. It's me. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Oh, my goodness. Look at all those big people out there. Hello, Jamie. I heard what you was talking about out here, girl.
No.
I heard you talking about the Transformers. I love me some Transformers, girl. Look at that. I'm Bumblebee.
Oh, boy. Toxic Ted.
Yes, that's my name. No, no, I'm not Toxic Ted. I am Transformer Ted. That's why. Look at that girl.
No, no, no. I think you're. Yeah. Wait. I think you're a little confused. You see, we're not.
Me confused? Will you ever see me confused in your whole life?
Oh, boy.
I don't think so. Do I look confused to you guys?
I am not Toxic Ted.
I'm Transformer Ted.
Transformer Ted,
that's
sorry.
Right.
But I'm afraid you. Well, give me. You've got a little wrong.
What are you doing?
No, listen. Listen, we're talking about today about our actions and how the things that we do and the stuff that we say, our actions show who we are. Yeah.
Wait, I'll be right back. Hold on. I got it, girl. I know what you're talking about now. Sorry about
Toxic
that.
Toxic Ted.
Yeah, you're not
would you
talking
come
about,
back out here?
Look at this right here. Woo! Are you ready?
Toxic Ted.
You ready for some football, girl?
Football?
That's not it. Dad, what, you ready for some football right there?
Football.
Come on, girl. You ready for some football?
Oh, man. Wait, football does start.
Get away, girl.
Whoa.
Get away. Look at here. It's almost football season, girl. Look at this right here. Damn, Seth.
Whoa.
Yeah, look out, girl. Woo, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
See, I'm a...
What was that?
It's football. You said I could tell by our actions what
now,
we are.
No, that's very true. You can't tell. However, I'm pretty sure you're not a Michigan State football player.
Uh-oh.
Maybe a Michigan football player. That's what it is. Come here, Toxic Ted. Now,
woo!
It's true. I can tell who you are by what you're attempting to do there. But, you see, that's not exactly what we're talking about either.
Huh?
As excited as I am
no
for football season. No, not football.
Hold on just a second.
No. Come back.
Hold on. I'll be
Toxic
back.
Ted, you're not getting it.
Just wait. I'm coming. Hold
Toxic
on, girl.
Toxic Ted.
Give me just a second. It takes me a second, you know.
Would you come here?
I got stuff to show you.
Come here, Toxic Ted.
I don't know why that weird music keeps playing. I don't know what's up with that. That's going to... Hold on, girl. Here I come.
Toxic Ted, here I come right now.
Yeah, I'm not. Oh, you know who I am, man.
Well,
I'm Dr. Ted.
Dr. Ted.
Yeah, look. Oh, your mouth, girl. Let me see.
Toxic Ted.
There's nothing in there.
Oh man, come on. Listen.
Smell that.
No, I don't. No, thank you. Toxic Ted. Now I understand. That you're trying to be a doctor.
I'm a doctor, Ted.
Well, doctors aren't quite so violent with it, but doctors do. They check your throat and they make sure.
Check you again?
No, I'm good. Good. Feeling good.
Sure?
Yep. A+ right here this morning. So this is what I got though. You're not quite clicking with what we're talking about this morning.
You mean you? I come out as a football player, that's it. I come out as a Dr. Ted. Hold on, girl.
No.
Hold on.
No,
you don't ask for this.
I'm not responsible
I'm coming. Oh, look
this.
Out. Go on, hang
Toxic
on.
Toxic Ted, would you come back here?
I think I got it this time.
You left
I think
your gloves.
I do.
Come
hold
here,
on.
Toxic Ted.
Hey, can you wait just a second back there?
What are you doing?
I got stuff going on you don't even know about, girl.
Toxic Ted, we're talking about how our actions show that we're children of God.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right here. Yeah.
Toxic Ted.
There it is. Yeah, Toxic. There it is right there. There. That's it.
That is a baby. Hi, baby.
Here, chew on this.
Oh. Now, we all know that this is a baby. And... Well, you can tell because it's little and it makes lots of noises like that. And
Lord have mercy.
I'm pretty sure its diaper doesn't smell good. But Toxic Ted, it's okay.
You can tell if she's a baby by her actions.
Yes, that's very, very true. Yep. But we're talking about today being children of God, not necessarily physical human babies. Maybe we should have this baby. Maybe we should have them come get this baby.
Come get it. Come on, girl. Let's get it.
Holly, why don't you take him? Take
come
the
get baby. This
baby.
I think
she
needs
a bottle or something.
That's bad.
It's real bad. She is a baby.
That reminds me of something I thought before, but that's another story.
All right. Toxic Ted. Now, today we're talking about how God can transform our actions so that the world knows that we are children of God.
Oh, I see what you're saying, girl.
Exactly.
You're not talking about what we're wearing or what we bring with us to church, but you're talking about how we act on the outside that people can. I'm so glad I come out here to straighten you out. You got all these people confused. No, guys, don't be confused. We're talking about how you act on the outside because people can tell
it's
whether
true.
Or not you're a child of God or not. Jamie, I'm so glad I come out here because I know you had them all confused, all that craziness you were talking. You had me confused, that's for sure. So boys and girls and men and women, ladies and gentlemen and children in the balcony, I want you to know something right now. Problems they're going to come. Mm-hmm. And problems they're going to go. But the Lord God takes care of his own. You know that,
right?
I'll see you later. I'll see you later.
And I can see you later, Texas Ted.
See you later.
Now, that brings us to our big idea this morning. You see, our big idea this morning is God wants to transform your actions. All right, now, you get to have a little creativity here because when we say actions, you've got to do some kind of action, all right? So every time today you hear this sound.
Hey, what's the big idea?
There it is. You're going to stand up on your feet. Stand up. Everybody's got to stand up. Men, boys, girls, women, everybody stands up. Do it with us. God wants to transform your actions. Oh, that was good. That
hey,
was good.
What's the big
let's
idea?
Let's hear it again. Let's hear it again.
God wants to transform your actions.
Good job.
Oh, that's right. It's me, MC, everybody. And I'm here with another very powerful verse from the most powerful book in the history of the world. It's the B-I-B-L-E, and that's the book for me. Is that the book for you, boys and girls? Woo! You know that's right. Now I need all the pretty little women to stand on up right now. Come on, women. Get on up on your godly feet, and let's say this verse with me, MC. Are you ready, girls? All right, say, live clean, innocent lives. No. Now, wait. I don't want the boys to embarrass you. Let's try it again, girls. Say, live clean, innocent lives.
Clean, innocent lives.
As children of God.
As children of God.
Philippians 2:15.
Woo,
that was good, girls. That was good. That was real good. You can sit on down. Now I need the men of God to get up. Come on, men. Stand on up on them manly feet, and let's get ready to say it. Are you ready, man?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this thing. Done. Well, you ready? Live clean, innocent lives.
Clean, innocent lives.
As children of God.
Philippians 2:15.
Woo, that's so good. I like it, man. You can sit on down. Now, men and women, boys and girls, I want you to always remember right now that the Lord God wants you and I to live clean, innocent lives or in front of everybody so they can see that we are children of God. Woo, that's right. That's me, everybody. MC, until next time, I say so long. I look forward to seeing you right back here at Christian Celebration Center. Oh, yeah. That's right. You know that's right. Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, am I on? Here, I'm on. All right. Glory to God. Hey, everybody. How are we doing today? Hey, up in the balcony. Awesome. How many of you guys ready for the Word of God today? Anybody ready for the Word? Boy, that was pretty sad.
What's the big idea?
God wants to transform your actions. There it is right there. Right there. Let me ask you this again. Is anybody ready for the Word of God today? Yeah, that's much better. I like that. Well, it's good to see everyone today in the house of the Lord here on a holiday weekend. Man, nobody told you guys it was holiday, huh? Praise God. Oh, I thought Pastor had this plan so there wouldn't be anybody here, but look at this, man. There's everybody here. Praise the Lord. Well, today, we're going to be teaching from Luke. Everybody say Luke. Luke chapter 19. One of my favorite portions of scripture because it's about a short person. Hey, that's not funny. Jake, is that funny? No, see? All right. So you know what? Today we're talking about God wants to transform our actions. He's done work on the inside, but he wants it to show up on the outside, right?
Yes.
Amen, right?
Yes.
You know, the unfortunate thing is that in the United States of America, Christians are looked down upon for the most part, right?
Right.
It's getting worse. And I believe some of that is because our actions don't portray who we have on the inside. How many would say amen to that? I believe that's true. I got a great story that's not a good story at camp this year. You know, we had a tremendous... How many of you guys saw some of the video of camp? My goodness, God did incredible things at camp. Well, we had a lady show up at the campground the second night of camp. It was the first night, I think. It was early. It was probably about 8:45. And she shows up and she was complaining to our speaker. If you know our speaker, she is the most sweet person you could ever meet. And I didn't see her at first, and I thought, who is this lady? I go over to her, and she was complaining. She was complaining about our choice of music, not how late it was, not that it was loud. She just didn't go along with our music, and she said a couple racist remarks. And then she claimed to be a Christian. And I thought to myself, there's no wonder the world doesn't like Christians. If you're an example of what Christian people do, I wouldn't like them either, amen? And so, it's a great lesson for us all. To remember that we represent Christ. We represent him. Amen?
Amen?
We represent him. It's not about what we like or don't like. It's about representing Christ, correct? Come on, you guys. Are you with me or not?
Yes.
Did you know as Christians, we can't always have our way. We can't always speak our mind. We can't always take up for ourselves and claim our rights. Because if we do, we make Christ look really bad. And I saw it firsthand. That's got almost nothing to do with what we're getting ready to talk about right now, but it has a lot to do with what we're speaking of today. So, you know, it's really obvious sometimes. You can tell if a person is a child of God or not, right? It's pretty obvious. Well, the Bible here talks about a man who was obviously not a child of God, and his name was Zacchaeus. See, Zacchaeus, he was a tax collector, which meant that he would collect money from the people and give it to the government. But the thing is, he would take more money than he was supposed to take. Oh, he cheated and he lied and he would keep lots of it for himself. Does that sound like the kind of person that you'd want to be around? No. That's right. All he cared about was the money. Turn up a little bit, guys. There it is. Look at that. He was all about the money. He would do whatever it took to get money. Well, one day, the Bible says that Jesus was coming to town. Jesus was coming to town and said, well, Zacchaeus, he had heard about the miracles that Jesus had done, and he wanted to get a look at Jesus. But because he was a little vertically challenged, the Bible says that he climbed a tree to get a better look. Now, you have to figure there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people in that crowd. But when Jesus came by, guess who he saw? Guess who he saw? He saw Zacchaeus. And he picked him out of the crowd and said,
hey, Zacchaeus, come down. I must stay at your house today.
What? Jesus is going to stay at Zacchaeus' house? Can you imagine how the people must have thought about that? Why, he's going to stay at a liar, a cheater, a low-down, good-for-nothing dog's house? I can't believe he's going over to his house. Can you just hear maybe some of the religious people right now? Oh, my goodness. Jesus is going to a sinner's house. Oh, my goodness. Now, listen. It says here that he went for dinner. And at Zacchaeus, something happened. He began to spend time with Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something. When you spend time with Jesus, something will begin to change. I said, when you spend time with Jesus, things begin to turn around. When you spend time with Jesus, a light gets shined on some things that maybe you didn't even know was there. That's why it's important that we spend time with Jesus, amen? That's why it's important that we spend time at these altars. Well, the Bible talks about Jesus being at Zacchaeus' house, and you know, as he spent time, things began to change in Zacchaeus' life. And he could have gotten up from that table and went and told everybody that Jesus, he knew Jesus, but his actions didn't change. Would people believe him? No, they hated this guy. They despised him. He could have got up and said, hey, you know, I had Jesus over to dinner at my house and blah, blah, blah. Would people believe that he was different if they didn't see something different on the outside? Would they believe it? That's true. It's very true. When Jesus comes and does something on the inside, he expects you and I to apply it on the outside. Amen? 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 Amen. Amen. Are you guys with me today? Awesome. Well, here we go. No one will believe him. Zacchaeus, what you got going?
Jesus, I'll give half of all my money to the poor. If I cheated anyone on anything, I'll give back four times the amount I took.
Whoa. Whoa. Look out. And the awesome thing is Zacchaeus, he dealt in chocolate coins, which made it even better. Just saying. Now, do you see what happened? Do you see what happened? It's a really small thing, a really small point that we're making here today, but it's huge. When Zacchaeus spent time with Jesus, his heart began to change. Eric, he decided maybe it wasn't about the money after all. He decided, you know, maybe the money is what not what I need. But there's something more that I need. His name is Jesus. I need his forgiveness and his peace. Amen? I need his power, his love. I need all the things he has to offer. And you know what? This stuff doesn't mean anything to me anymore. Amen? Do you see this man changed not only on the inside, but he changed on the what? On the outside. Now, I have to ask you a very personal question today. Do people know that you're a child of God? Can they tell by how you act on the outside? If I were to go to your school today, kids, and ask your teachers from the past if they thought you were a child of God, what would they say? If I went to your neighborhood, adults, if I went to your workplace, if I went to the grocery store that you buy your groceries at, and I said, hey, do you know Peg Ayers? What do you think? Is she a child of God? What would they say? I want to tell you something. God has saved us. He has forgiven us. He has given us so much, and it's his desire for us to show it on the outside so that other people are hungry and thirsty for what we have. We have a great, great, great commission upon our lives, not only to win the lost, but to be salt and light to a world that doesn't know Jesus. I'm asking you today, do your actions show that you're a child of God? Amen.
All right, so today we're talking about how God needs to transform our actions. All right, so I got a couple of helpers here. I have Melody and I have Holly. And as you can see, they kind of look the same. You know, they're wearing the same shirt, wearing the same pants. They, you know, they have the same color hair. They're wearing like pretty super fly shoes. You know, they're both praising God. But guess what? I'll let you in on a little secret. One of them acts like a child of God and one of them doesn't. They both say they're a child of God, but their actions are different. So I'm going to put them in a situation and we're going to find out which one actually is a child of God. So there's this girl and she's really sad because everyone at school calls her names. And when she goes home, it doesn't get any better. Her parents yell at her, and she just has a rough time, and she doesn't have any friends, no one to hang out with, no one to have fun with, and she just needs a friend. This girl needs help.
Oh my goodness. Are you crying again? All you do is cry, cry, cry. We all have problems. Stop acting like your problems are greater than ours. I can't stand to look at you. You know what? Get out of my way. People like you need to see a psychiatrist.
Hey, hey. Oh, no, listen, listen. Hey, it's okay. You know, everybody has problems. And, you know, that's fine. But what you need to understand right now is that no matter what, Jesus loves you. Okay?
He does.
And I thought I had a tissue somewhere. Come on, it's okay. Let's go get a drink of water.
Thank you. Hey, I thought you said you were a child of God. Your actions didn't show it. What were you doing? Oh, Holly, you need to allow God to transform your actions. Okay, I'm going to put you in another situation, and let's see how you act in this one, okay? All right, here we go. Oh no, he hurt his foot and he needs help. He needs someone to help him back to his house.
What's he gonna do?
What is this, National Whining Day? Poor little boy, did you hurt yourself? You wanna cry? I'll give you something to cry about. Give me that ball.
Hey, what are you doing? Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I hurt my foot. And she stole my ball.
Give back his ball. Come on.
Fine. You can have your cheap ball.
Oh. Here. Come on. Let's go get your foot looked at.
Well, that's definitely an action that God would want us to do, but you did it again. You walked right by the person that needed help. You didn't just walk by. You, like, went up to them and kicked them and was mean to them. I mean, that does not show that you're a child of God. In Romans 12:13, it says, when you see a child of God in need, we need to help them. And did she help him? No, she did not. She walked right by and was mean to him. So how can we apply this to our lives? Well, maybe there's a friend in school who's struggling with something. Maybe you can help them with their homework. Or maybe there's a coworker who needs help on a project. Or maybe you just need to go help your mom around the house or something. You need to help those in need. And you need to allow God to transform your actions so that we can help those in need. And that's what we're talking about today.
Hey, what's the big idea?
I'm very glad to see you today. Aren't you here for a very important reason? Everybody say, very important reason. Aren't you here to talk about what God done on inside? Need this one outside? And as Christian, my job, your job, to point other people to Jesus. Everybody say, point other people to Jesus. Ah, very good, very good. Boys and girls, hey. aren't you have adverse conditions to work in? Now, you see, today, people are going this way, and they are going that way. They are looking for peace. They are looking for joy. They are looking for happiness. They are looking for wonderful thing to make heart a heart. But no matter how hard they look, they know fine. Because you know why? They need a roadmap. They need a roadmap of life. You and I know, as Christian, that we have a roadmap of life. What is it called? The Bible. The Bible. It's your job. Oh, your job. And my job as Christian. To point other people to God's wonderful roadmap. If you believe that, say, oh. That Chinese for very good. Now. Hey, calm down. Now listen. Want you to know something. God's roadmap leads to eternal life. It leads to a life of happiness. It leads to a life of joy. It leads to a life of peace. Oh, how many know that everyone wants those things for life? Raise hand. Raise hand. Raise. But we all know that the Bible says there is only one way. One way to have these things. One way to eternal life. One way to a life of forgiveness, peace, and joy. What way is that? I say, what way is that? Jesus. Once again, not my job or your job, to point out people's wrong. No, no. To point out where they make mistakes. No, no. But to point them where? Point them to Jesus. Point them to Jesus. Everybody say, point them to Jesus. Now, I have to tell you something. Most of the world we live in do not know Jesus. They look to other things. They look to things like Muhammad for eternal life. Is eternal life found in Muhammad?
No.
No, only in Jesus. They may look to Buddha. Is forgiveness found in Buddha?
No.
No, only in Jesus. That's right, only in Jesus. You guys listen good now. I want you to know something. There is only one way to heaven, the Bible. Oh, it's very clear, even though I cannot open. It's very clear. Hey, not funny. Not funny. Not funny at all. Look. The Bible said, Jesus said, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. John 14:6. It's your job. And my job as Christian, once again, not to point out people's fault, not to point out their sin, not to point out their problem. Point them to Jesus. Everybody say, point them to Jesus. A child of God points people to Jesus. A child of God points people to Jesus. Say with me, a child of God point people to Jesus. A child of God point people to Jesus. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, please remember always that I too love you like a fried rice. Yeah.
Am I on? There we go. Okay, so many people may stand up and say, I'm a child of God, but the first thing they do when they're with their friends is gossip or say mean things. They're not showing that they're a child of God. They're showing that their talk is cheap. Or maybe people stand up and they say, I'm a child of God, but you know what? The second they leave church, they pick a fight with their little brother or sister. They're not showing that they're a child of God. They're showing that their talk is cheap. Now, you see, I have this basketball here. And truth be told, I'm a really good basketball player. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been known to be, you know, quite the baller. You know, I got some mad skills. If you know me, you know that's not true. But what would I have to do? If I were really good at basketball, what would I have to do? I would have to show you. I'd have to show you. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you some of my mad skills. Oh, man. Just a minute. Do over. Okay. Let's forget that. I really, really can dribble a ball well. Shoot, man. Okay, so yeah, if I can't back it up by showing you that I'm actually a good basketball player, then my talk is what? My talk is cheap. It's the same with when we say we are a child of God. If our actions don't show a change in our lives, then our talk is cheap. And you know what? Talk doesn't cost you anything, but following God will. It'll cost you everything. You know, it may cost you some friends when you choose not to gossip with them. It may cost you your reputation when you decide, you know what, I'm not going to take part in that. I'm not going to talk like that anymore. If we show people that there has been a true change in our lives, then we are allowing God to transform our actions and to show people that our talk is not cheap.
All right. Praise the Lord. Man, I keep finding chocolate. It's pretty nice, actually. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, our time together is almost at a close, But this is the time we'd like to come with a story. We're going to have a story on the screen. We call it Today's Life Story. And it's a story that's it kind of encapsulates everything that we've talked about. We found to be very memorable for young people and old alike. So if you'll focus your attention on the screens as we finish our time together this morning. Gracie was a piece of scrap metal. She lived with her family in the scrapyard, and everybody around her was rude, rough, and very selfish. Fights would break out all the time, and all you could hear was cursing and yelling. It wasn't a very nice place to live, you see. This is where Gracie and her family lived. They lived there for years. One day, Henry Hammer, the owner of a recycling plant, came by, and he would search through the metal to look for pieces that he could use to make into art. And all the scrap metal pieces, they dreamed of being chosen by Henry Hammer. Henry searched through the yard that day, and he stopped when he got to Gracie. He picked her up, and he decided, you know, I'm going to transfer her into a golden coin. Oh, she was so excited to be transformed into something new, but Henry Hammer took Gracie to the recycling center. It was a huge factory with conveyor belts and pipes running everywhere. Wow! Gracie thought to herself, this is the coolest place I've ever seen. Can you imagine how she must have felt? Well, Henry Hammer, he picked her up and he put her into his metal melting machine. And after a few minutes, Gracie was transformed into the most beautiful golden coin that you've ever seen. When she came out of that machine, she couldn't believe it. She was so excited. Now listen, Gracie, you're the only golden coin of your kind. And I'm going to give you as a gift to the president. I know you're used to being treated like a nobody, but I have just transformed you into something unique and beautiful. Now, we need you to begin to show it on the outside. Well, Henry Hammer, he put Gracie into a huge glass storage case, and Gracie was a little nervous. Her spot was right next to a bunch of silver coins and bronze coins. Bruce, the bronze coin, he bumped into her on accident, and Gracie got mad. Who do you think you are pushing me like that? Just because I'm new around here doesn't mean you can... And she smacked him. She slapped him right across his face. Gracie, she looked different on the outside, you see. But on the inside, guess what? She still lived in the scrapyard. She still lived in that environment. Even though she changed on the outside, on the inside, did her outside look different? Her actions? Did it? Well, Henry Hammer had heard the noise and he ran to the storage case. What's going on here? He asked. Everybody pointed to where Gracie and Bruce were. Henry watched as Gracie took another swing at Bruce. Hey, stop! He yelled. Gracie, what in the world are you doing? You see, Gracie, she was so angry. Her face was red. Her ears were red. She started yelling how Bruce had bumped into her and how mad it made her. And Henry Hammer, he looked at her and said, Gracie, this is not the scrapyard. And we don't act like that here. You've been transformed. Now you've got to show it. Your actions have to show it. You see, guys, the point that we're making today is there's many of us that God has transformed our heart. And we've begun to live for Jesus. But on the outside, there's still a lot of stuff that doesn't represent Him very well. There's still a lot of emotions sometimes. And a lot of actions. And a lot of things that fly out of our mouth. And a lot of looks that we might give. That just don't represent a transformed heart. That's what we're talking about today. If we're a child of God, don't you think our actions should show it? It should. God has to help us. Well, the next day, a loud noise woke Gracie up and she opened her eyes to see what it was. And there she saw that Shelly, the silver coin, had rolled off her shelf and fallen onto the floor. She was hurt bad. Worst of all, she had a small dent on her forehead and she started to cry. When Gracie saw her, she burst out laughing. Enjoy your fall, you moron! Come on, Gracie, somebody said. You're the closest to Shelly and she needs help. Me? Help her? I don't think so. Everybody's got to take care of themselves. What's wrong with her? I can't help it because she's clumsy. That's how we do it in the scrapyard, Gracie said. Well, Henry Hammer, he heard the commotion. And he walked up to that storage case again. He had heard what Gracie had said to Shelley. He picked Shelley up from the floor, placed her back on his shelf, and then he turned and talked to Gracie. Gracie, didn't I tell you yesterday, just yesterday, that we're not in the scrapyard anymore? We do things different here. We help people who are in need. We don't go past them. We don't say it's their fault, they should have known better. We help them. You know, that's our second point today, is a child of God helps people in need, right? That's what they do. They help people in need. They help them. They stop. They do whatever is necessary. They'll give. They'll put themselves out. They'll take extra time. They'll make phone calls that they don't really want to make. They will do things to help other people in need. Am I right? The Bible says that we're to treat other people the way that we want to be treated. How many of you would want someone to help you when you were in need? Raise your hand. There we go. Well, Gracie still didn't quite understand. She didn't understand how come she needed to act differently. She sat back to think about what Henry Hammer had said, and when her eye caught the headline of the newspaper, her breath was caught. Right there on the newspaper, she was shocked when she saw what it said. On the front page, it said, "Scrap yard to be demolished." When? When? Today. Scrap yard to be demolished today. That meant that everyone still living in the scrap yard was going to be demolished. Oh no! Gracie's whole family still lived there. She had to do something, you guys. She had to save them. She called out to Henry Hammer and told him all about the situation. Now, what do you think Henry said? Too bad, they're on their own. Anything that's what he said? He said, "We have to hurry. We have to hurry. Look behind you, Gracie." He took Gracie, all of her stuff, and they gathered together. They raced over to the scrap metal yard with a huge trailer truck, and Gracie jumped out, ran over to her family. "You guys got to come with me. The whole yard, it's going to be destroyed. If you want to survive, we got to leave. We got to leave now." Can you see? Can you hear the urgency in Gracie's voice? Gracie's father was a little hesitant. "Well, we can't leave our home. Where are we going? Are you sure about all this?" "Yes, Daddy, please, please. Henry Hammer, he's our only hope. He'll take us to the recycling center before it's too late." "We have to hurry," Henry said. "Look, Gracie, look." Gracie turned around and saw a huge demolition truck rolling in. "Quick, quick, quick," she screamed. When all of her family saw the big trucks, they jumped on to the back of Henry Hammer's truck, and together they drove off to the recycling plant. And don't you see something? That day, Gracie saved her whole family. Her whole family. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads with me this morning and close your eyes and just listen for a moment. Did you see that Gracie finally started to act like the transformed coin that she was? And if you and I are a child of God, shouldn't we act like it too? You know, I want every single person here, just think for a moment. Think for a moment. How many of you, first of all, are a child of God? You've given your heart to Jesus. Would you just lift your hand and say, "That's me. I'm so grateful to know that Jesus has forgiven me." Lift your hand and say, "You know, I know Jesus. Yeah, he's awesome. I'm so thankful for what he's done." You can put your hands down. You know, there were a few hands that weren't raised this morning. And before we go on to our next part of the altar service, the most important part is people that don't know Jesus. If you're here today, I'm hoping that our actions have shown you that we're a child of God and that we love him and that what he has done in our life, we are so grateful for, because there's nothing else like it. And if you're here today in just a few moments and you don't know Jesus, we're going to give you an opportunity to ask him into your heart and to forgive you, to make you a brand new person in him. But if you're also here today and you raised your hand and you said, "I am a child of God," I want to ask you, ma'am, I want to ask you, sir, do your actions show it? Is there something, is there an action, is there an attitude in your life that you know God's not pleased with? Is there something going on? Is there something you struggle with? Once before here, I told you I used to struggle with anger so much, and I didn't represent Christ the way that I needed to. It's pretty difficult to represent Christ when you want to smack somebody in the mouth and then tell them about Jesus, right? If you're here this morning And you'd say, you know what? The Holy Spirit has spoken to me, even in the midst of a family service, that there are some actions, or maybe there's an attitude that doesn't represent Christ the way that I want to. And I need God's, not only his forgiveness, but his help to turn that thing around. Would you lift your hand? You'd say, that's me. The Holy Spirit has spoken to me this morning that, you know what? My attitude and my action doesn't always represent him the way that he'd have me to. Amen. I see those hands this morning. And I'm going to ask for our team to come out from behind the stage and come join me for prayer. If you're here this morning and you couldn't raise your hand earlier for salvation, but today you'd like to know Jesus, you would like for him to come into your heart, to forgive you of your sin, to make you a brand new person, that you could start over with a fresh, clean slate, knowing that you are completely 100% forgiven. Would you just get up out of your seat and come right now? Just come. We've got some people. Come down here, guys. Come right to us, right to the altar. We have some young people that would love to pray for you. And if you raised your hand just a minute ago and you said, you know what? There are some actions and there are some attitudes that I know the Lord is not pleased with, and I need to bring them to him. I need to bring them to him and ask for his forgiveness for not representing him the way he wants to be represented, and for strength to do better. Would you come right now? Come on, if you lifted your hand. We've been talking about the altar around here for over a month. And so let's don't pretend like we don't need the altar. Amen. Come right now. If you raise your hand in the balcony, we'll wait on you. Come right now. We've got time. I made sure that we left time for you to come. If you don't know Jesus, that's the most important thing. Would you tell one of these people that that's what you came for, to know Jesus, to have his forgiveness and his mercy and his grace applied to your life this morning? The rest of you that are coming, if you just find a place to kneel before the Lord, we're going to come around and pray, and our staff will come and probably lay their hand upon you and pray as you bring your actions and your attitudes before the Lord. Come right now. There were several people that raised their hand this morning. You know what? We have got to represent Christ better. I've got to represent him better. Our families are dying. Amen. Our families around Midland, our families around Michigan, our families around the United States and the world are missing out on God because of Christian people. We're not representing Christ the way he needs to be represented. Amen. If you're here this morning, don't hesitate. Come right now. Come right now. We've got a few minutes to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's pray together. Congregation, would you pray with me? Dear Jesus, we come to you today, Lord. God, you know that we are imperfect, that we make mistakes, Lord. I'm so thankful that your forgiveness is so real. God, I pray today that you would strengthen those who have come forward, God, that you would help them. Lord, there are certain things that they're asking you to help them cut away from their life. God, there are certain actions or attitudes, Lord, that they're asking you not only to forgive them, but to give them strength to not repeat, Lord. God, I've been there myself many times, oh Lord. I had to come and say, please forgive me for the way I acted. And then I went to you and I said, God, help me to never act that way again. So God, for the rest of us in this congregation this morning, we pray in your name. Lord, we come to you and we ask you, God, to help us. Lord, we know that it's not our job to point people out. It's not our job to be Freddie the finger pointer, God, but it's our job to point people to you. It's our job to show love, our job to show compassion. God, it's our job to represent Christ for who that he is. And he is a God of love. He is a God of peace. He is a God of joy. He is a God of love and compassion and forgiveness. Lord, you are holy, and we lift our hands to you this morning saying, God, please help us to represent you the way that you would have us to, God. Help us to be people who point others to you, Jesus. Lord, I pray, thank you, oh God, right now for the transformation on the inside in my life, God, on the lives of these people. Lord, as we stand before you this morning with our hands lifted high, worshiping you, Lord, I pray once again that our lives would worship you through the week, God. Our lives would bring honor and glory to your name, oh God. And Lord, if there is anything in our lives, oh God, that doesn't bring you glory, Lord, please help us. Point it out to us, God. I know that we'll be faithful to bring it to you, God, and ask for your help. We thank you, God. Lord, I pray that the church in Midland, Michigan, would represent you well. Lord, I pray that the people in this congregation, Lord, would represent you well in our community. God, because literally there are people's lives hanging in the balance and they're looking at us. God, help us in our imperfection to represent you. We thank you for it, God. We give you such praise. Congregation, can we just thank the Lord right now? Can we just thank him for his transformation, for his forgiveness, for his peace that we have. Lord, I just love you and I thank you today. I thank you, oh God. I honor you, Lord, for what you have done in our lives. God, in the lives of my family, I honor you, Lord. God, I thank you, God, that we serve a God that is real, that we can know you, Lord. Lord, that your precious Holy Spirit will deal with us, and you will deal with us kindly and gently. God, I thank you, oh Lord, that you are drawing people to a closer relationship with you, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, that you are going to help us to represent you, Lord, to the community, God, to a community of people who are hearing bad things about you, Lord, who are hearing that your house is a place of judgment, not a place of forgiveness. God, we thank you for it. I give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, oh Lord, for what you're doing today, oh God.
Let's all stand, please. Those of you who have children, those of you who have nieces and nephews, grandchildren, and they're within this area of influence, please understand it is your responsibility to disciple them. The scripture says, except we become like a little child, we'll not enter the kingdom of God. And you're a small child, and the actions of a small child and the heart of a small child welcomes the things of God. On Wednesday nights, we have Sunday school for all of our elementary age and boys and girls younger than elementary age in small group settings where they're taught the stories of the Bible. They're taught the things of the Lord. Every Sunday morning, they have their power lab and power plant where, again, they're taught the things of the Lord. I am so thankful that our kids have ministries like this at CCC. Aren't you thankful for that, too? I really am. I really am. It is not an insignificant part of our ministry. It is a very, very important part of our ministry. Thank you, Pastor Kelly, for bringing us a message that every adult needs to take to heart. And that is my actions need to be better than even what I think I am on the inside. And Lord, I pray that as we leave your house today, we would leave with an assignment. And that is we would allow the power of your Holy Spirit to transform us, not only inside, but outside, so that people will see Jesus in our lives. Lord, I pray for the rest of this day, tonight, tomorrow, whatever we are about, that you would bless it. If we travel to the lake, if we have a picnic, if we watch a ball game, I pray that you would be pleased with how we live our lives. Come Tuesday, Lord, thrust us into the marketplace. Thrust us into school, our jobs, wherever they take us, our responsibilities at home, and help us this fall to be disciplined followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray now that the grace of our Lord and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit would go with each of us in Christ's name. Bless about 12 people before you get outside the church, okay? Bless you. Have a good day.